Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Christian Grade School Principal David DeYoung about a proposed middle school expansion at the Pella Christian High School campus. All right, well, David, I wanted to talk to you today about a new middle school project that's going to be an addition on the Pella Christian High School campus. But first, tell me a little bit of the background as to why a junior high addition will be needed.
Well, our space at Pella Christian Grade School is becoming limited because of our growth over the past few years. We've grown by 50 or 60 students in the past few years, and we are adding classrooms, and we are simply running out of space. So that's the issue. And we're excited to, announce that we're in the early stages of a 7th and 8th grade building project.
So it would be for 7th and 8th graders, not 6th through 8th grade?
Correct. The only talk that we have right now is that it'll be just for 7th and 8th grade students.
And so this is going to be built on the Pella Christian High School campus. What's the reasoning behind not having it built on the grade school campus?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that our school boards have wrestled with. Our plan is to build on at Pella Christian High School, but this hasn't been approved by our societies yet. So we will need a society vote of approval from Pella Christian Grade School and Pella Christian High School. So we're a long ways from making this official yet. The reason why we're thinking about building at the high school rather than on the grade school comes for a few reasons, the biggest reason being cost. We've met with architects at both schools, and they've shared that it will be 1.5 to 2 times as expensive to build on at Pella Christian Grade School. And that's mostly because the site prep would be more extensive here, the heating, venting, and air conditioning tying into an older building would be more expensive, our roof water runoff becomes more difficult. Classroom logistics and the flow of students doesn't work real well here. Our parking issues that we already have at Pella Christian Grade School would be magnified. Our cafeteria and lunchroom changes would be difficult. And all of our library and other shared rooms, like our gym, are going to be outgrown.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a proposed kind of plan of this addition, and it's got classrooms and a new gym and things like that, but it's not just adding on to the high school. It's a separate building. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we're in the early stages of a design, and we're getting input from constituents, so the design is actually changing quite frequently right now. One of the most important things that we heard right away as we listened to teachers and constituents was that a separate entrance would be needed. So that was our top priority. When students arrive into school, instead of going through the main entrance like the high school students, there's a separate entry to the right before you even get to the high school entrance. So middle school students wouldn't even enter the same door as high school students. So the separation, physical separation between junior high students and high school students would begin before the day even started.
So why did teachers and some of the community feel there was a need to separate this from the high school?
That's a good question. When you talk to other schools and you're mixing seventh grade students with high school seniors, different issues arise. So it's very important to us that if we can avoid that to the best of our ability, we would want to do that right away. So that's the main reason why separation is needed.
Now, it's still in the planning phases, and there are a couple of ways that the community can get involved with this planning. One's through the website, and there's also some meetings. Talk about those.
We have town hall meetings. We've already had one last week that went really well. We had over 40 people attend the meeting. People said that the tone of the meeting, they appreciated that, meaning that the grade school doesn't know everything right now. And people asked really hard questions. And there's another way for people, whether or not you attend a town hall meeting or not, you can submit a question on our website. And these questions go directly to the planning committee, the planning committee is made up of school board members at Pella Christian Grade School and Pella Christian High School. So if you wanted to submit a question, you go to our website at www.pellachristian.net, and you can submit a question anonymously under the Building Project tab. You can also find Frequently Asked Questions on our Building Project tab, and we already have 10 or so questions already posted, and we're wrestling with more.
So aside from the actual planning of the structure and how it's going to be laid out, I think one thing people might be concerned about is what's going to be the cost difference between high school students, junior high students, and students attending the grade school?
Yep. Cost difference for tuition, there'll be two different tuition scales. So there'll be a separate 7th and 8th grade tuition scale, and there'll be a separate 9 through 12 tuition scale. So that won't change much from our current structure. And another question about cost is actually the cost of the building. We're estimating about $3.5 million for a 7th and 8th grade wing at Pella Christian High School, and that's a pretty big number as well.
So where would the funding come from for that?
The funding would be a joint capital campaign effort between the school boards of Pella Christian Grade School and Pella Christian High School.
All right. Well, I wish you luck in the planning process for this, and I would really encourage people who are interested to go to your website and either ask questions or do a little bit of digging and find out more about it.
That's perfect. And the other thing, our next town hall meetings, March 26th at 7 o'clock at Pella Christian High School, March 9 at 7 o'clock at Pella Christian Grade School, and May 14 at 7 o'clock at Pella Christian High Grade School.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Thanks, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Pella Christian Grade School Principal David DeYoung about a proposed middle school expansion. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official WeatherEye meteorologist forecast is next.